What's up, guys? Good Monday morning to everybody. We are back again. This is part two's officially here. Let's go. Roll the intro music. What's up, guys? Today we are joined by, once again, Ninni, with the second attempt to record this episode. Hi.
Hello.
And then we have the paid actor joining us again, once again, from far, far away. What's up, Jack?
Hello, but today I'm not a paid actor. I am a love expert.
Oh, so. He changed his title. Awesome. Okay. Right. So we are doing Crush Part 2, as suggested by Ninni in what should have been the original Part 1. What didn't actually work out to be that.
Yeah, it was a mess.
So part two, here it is. Okay. First of all, how are you doing in general?
I'm doing good. Just chilling, looking at all my crushes, of course, because how do you get prepared for a crush podcast without knowing who you like? So just a little sad that they're crushes and not real relationships, but we'll get there one day.
I'm in the same position, don't worry. Ninni, how are you?
I'm good. I'm looking forward to hearing some of Crush stories, especially from Giacomo. I haven't heard any from him, so I'm looking forward to that.
Right. Before we get into sharing the amazing stories that we got, first of all, I think it's really good to relate to this episode. Ninni, your brother got married.
Yes. I was gonna add that in, but I was like, oh, I'm not sure. But yeah, that's like a huge like crush story. Like they were like a huge crush situation for a while until they finally got together and now they're married.
It's so good. Fantastic story. So who wants to start? Ninni, you want to start with an embarrassing crush story?
Yeah. I think I said it at the supposed to be original recording podcast. but what happened with this guy? Okay, so this he's some guy in my Spanish class that I've had a crush on for like 3 years. And this happened, I think, like when I was in third or second year. And we ended up sitting next to each other for like an entire year. And then when my Spanish teacher decided to like switch seats around, he went over to his friend and like he didn't know I could hear, but I heard him saying, oh, thank God, that was the most uncomfortable seat of my life. And like I was like, ah, shit. Like, because it was, I feel like, because the crush I have with him, we always joke about it in like our friend group. And some of my friends are his friends. So he definitely knew about the crush. And so that was, I felt more sorry for him that he had to stick with me for an entire year knowing about my huge crush on him.
Oh, but I mean, I think this story can be very encouraging to people that have crushes and have to relate to the like desk situation, which is weird. It can't happen in my school because only boys. So I'm not faced with that problem. But it did happen for me like primary school, like elementary school, that you used to sit beside. There was this. No, I can't make this story because there's these girls are going to listen to this podcast. Jack, save the moment. Tell us a joke. Tell us something to save this thing because I'm going to get embarrassed myself.
No, I don't want to tell a joke. I want you to continue your story and I want to see the joke of a story that you're going to tell us. So if you want to continue, I'm happy to listen.
This is going to be devastating. Right, there's these two twins that I went to school with from like nursery to up to like elementary before I left Italy. And these two twins are like really good looking. Like they were, but they still are, right? Fuck. So I had a crush on one of the twins. I'm not going to do names because I already embarrassed myself too much. From like primary 1 to like primary 3. And I was sitting like beside her. And then in like primary 3 to primary 5, let's call it like this. I had a crush on the other sister. No. And I was sitting in the middle of them for like a while and I was just like,
yo, holy shit, he dead!
But now we're like best friends, so it's okay. I think it didn't get too cringy that it got weird, but Jack.
For any listeners, Filippo is doing the Italian thing where he moves his hands a lot to try to dissolve the situation, where he's trying to, you know, divert the attention. Too bad that few people are listening and not viewing this podcast, or else you would see a somewhat of an Italian dance happening in the background. It shows a bit of embarrassment from Filippo.
I have turned red. I am literally like the color of, I don't know what's red, but something red. I'm that color.
A tomato.
There you are. Right. Anyone wanna share something rather than me embarrassing myself for a little more? Jack, give us some scoop.
Okay, so I'm going to share the story. And it's, I mean, whoever's going to find out is going to find out life is what it is. But this was probably the first time, one of my early years, you know? And I had a crush on this girl. And I think she found out. She probably did, because we were going and talking and texting, as people do. And then closer and closer, she was like, okay, how about, we were young, so she was like, how about we go to the corner of school and we start kissing, okay? So I was like, of course, why not? First time, let's go. So we got there, and slowly, leaning into each other. This moment is like inspirational. No, one of those romantic moments. There's no music in the background, but there could be, and it would make sense. But we were leaning in, and then she heard that and she stopped, and it was all a prank.
No, I'm so sorry. No, sad. That's a no, but I have a story that relates to that. Yeah, she's a wee bitch. But I tell you this, there was fuck. Why are they always my best friends now? I have a problem, they're definitely like all the stories that I have about like crushes and stuff. I end up being like super good friends with all of them. So
friend zoned.
Exactly. No, I never had a crush on these people that I'm gonna talk about, but like my brother Leo had. We're like really young, and there was the sister of who is like my best friend now. And I mean, I had a wee bit of a crush on her in like a little while. But you know when you share like, and they do this in Italy. I don't know if they do it here. But like you write notes on like pieces of paper and you pass them, and they call it like il bigliettini. And you pass bigliettini around to like the girl you like, and you'll be like, oh, I like you, blah, blah, blah. Very like movie bullshit kind of thing. So I gave this girl pieces of paper with this thing. And she was like, oh, I don't know, like, ti voglio bene, but nothing. And then my brother, when we behind my back, to this girl, it was like 6 years older than him, and did the same thing. And then the next day, he wrote another letter, and another letter, and another letter. Oh, and she still has his letters, and she doesn't have a letter of mine. And I'm just like,
The problem is that you decided to give her like pieces of paper and your brother gave him a bit of letters. You should have upped your game and started doing some origami or some weird patterns, making more sand. She would have kept an origami heart. She wouldn't more than she would have kept a letter, if you know what I mean. Maybe an origami butterfly.
Bro.
Love expert right there.
Exactly.
That's
what
we have one today.
You see, now we get relationships advice from him. So it's my life problem out now.
You know, right. It's funny because I'm single.
Giacomo, I need your help though, since you're the love expert. And my current crush, who is 3 years older than me, lives in Italy, and the only reason he knows I exist is because... All right, and this might sound, to some people, it sounds like incest, but it isn't. This guy is my, like, uncle's wife's brother. Do you get me? Right? And so he found out that I had this huge crush on him. And it's kind of a big crush. And he kind of found out about it, I guess. But we've never talked. Like, apart from the first day we met, where I was like, oh, hi. And that's where my crush started. But I was just kind of thinking some general advice on how to, like, in the entire situation, I find it very awkward. So, and there's different opinions that I get from friends. I wanted to hear from a love expert.
Step number one, you send this letter word for word, right? Roses are red, violets are blue. I think you're pretty and I'm in love with you.
I'll write it down.
I think, right, not to like judge the Dapontes, but I think you have these weird, I don't know, things that you send out that people get either crushes on you in a day or you get crushes on people in a day.
I don't blame them if they get crushes on us in a day. I mean, we are a very good-looking family. Just putting it out there.
I wouldn't know. I never had a crush on any of the Pontes, so...
No!
For a second, as soon as Maria said, the guy is 3 years older, I was like, am I 3 years older than her? Is she talking about me? And then she said Italy, and I was like, wait a second. Please tell me. We're not getting this. This was not a setup or something. So
yeah, well, you found out you're actually my crush.
Oh, no.
What can I say? Happens to everyone.
We are spilling serious tea on this podcast today. Like, I mean, right. Before we embarrass ourselves or ruin our possible marriage material for the next few years, I want to read some crush stories that our lovely fans have sent in. First of all, our number one fan from Dublin, he goes, my crush in primary school turned out to be lesbian. Well, anyone want to give a response to this? Ninni, I leave this to you.
I mean, plot twist, but... Still, I mean, like, at least, because it's like his primary school crush. So this guy doesn't have a crush on her or him yet. So I think for now it's all right. But that's kind of a huge plot twist, major plot twist right there.
It's a bit of character development, you know. Later in the chapter of his book, he's going to get some weird. She comes back and she's like, oh, wait, it's like, I'm actually straight. And then the book continues.
Imagine, like, harsh. Anyway, one more story. I wanted to be her partner when we got in pairs in Spanish class. I was mentally preparing on how I was going to ask, but when the teacher said to find a partner, I just yelled her first name really loud, and then people started staring at me, and she was embarrassed. I think it's one of those times where I look back, and it's still cringy. Harsh. Jesus Christ.
I am speechless.
He really went out there like...
Well, maybe the problem wasn't that he didn't shout loud enough. Maybe, you know? Maybe we're thinking of it from the wrong perspective to be quieter about it, but maybe he didn't shout loud enough and that was the problem. Maybe, you know, a louder shout would have made her change her mind, being like, you know what? This guy has a nice voice. Let's go for it.
I mean, I've definitely, there's always that, like, I mean, I can't even speak today. I think a lot of people probably have experienced, like, big-ass embarrassment with people they like. Just doing, like, stuff that they don't even realize they did it until, like, they just find themselves in front of, like, 2,000 people. And then she, like, walks away. But, Ninni, any stories like this? Have you ever, like, yelled somebody's name out to your, like, at Spanish class, same thing. As anyone,
you know, when you were reading out that story, you kind of had me. I thought you were talking about me, and then for a while, I was hoping you were talking about my crush. That he actually did have a crush on me back, but he never yelled out my name. Sadly, so.
No, this is a This is a sad podcast, people. It just every crush story becomes an eternal sadness. We're like the worst people that could possibly give advice and react to these stories.
Well, Filippo, you've dated some of your crushes, no?
Hey guys, I'm putting a quick interruption here on the podcast just to correct Nini. It's not some crushes, it's just one crush. I wasn't that lucky to date all of my crushes, you know?
Yes, I accomplished, and I said in part one, but it didn't work out too well. Lasted 2 months. And after she read the podcast, I'm going to read live her text message where she destroys me completely. 1 second, let me pull out.
Everybody get ready for some emotional drama. This is where you get the exclusive romantic drama from Filippo, the host. And he is ready to spill everything he has about his love life, even though you may or may not care. We're here listening, so let us see what he has for us.
She goes, "Lol, I just listened to this podcast. You're too funny. Bold as hell, because you be exposing yourself mad hard, yo. But it was nice, don't worry. Also, come on, our relationship was a disaster." And I was like, "Oh, wasn't that bad? Like, I didn't hate it."
"Because I know somewhere deep down in my heart, I still love you."
And she was like, "It was actually interesting just to hear, because just like half of the things you said, I swear I actually felt the same way. But Loki, funny, because you said you kind of left your girl because you weren't sure when you saw me again. And I was like, that's basically what happened, like, with us, and I wasn't sure no more. Anyways, it was just cool to hear."
Aww. Okay. Aww. You know what I was thinking, though? This is just random. So you said the story about primary school or elementary school where you fancied a twin. Were they identical twins?
Bro, identical. I mean, I'm
so what's the difference? Nah, I'm joking.
Personality, Giacomo. The main thing. Something you don't have. What? Jokes. No.
No, but I could win a record on like the amount of people I had crushes on. And Nini can literally prove this.
That's true. But at the same time, I think I've had a quite amount of like crushes. You just had more crushes on people we actually knew and were like our friends.
And your cousin.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. That is creating some serious tension between two families. That's how love starts, I guess.
I mean, embarrassing crush story was whenever I was together with this crush that I just read in a text. Okay, I'm going to spill the tea. It's Nini's cousin. And I remember we had a meeting on Zoom for something, and then there was their family on. And I said something about, I just said the first name. I didn't say any second names, and nobody knew apart from Nini in that family. As soon as I said that name, you could see across the screen, there was the entire family just realizing it was their cousin. The embarrassment. And then, oh my God, your dad at the end giving me like dirty looks and all. And Filippo, your brother, calling her brother. Oh, it was...
That is some drama. Of course.
It was pretty intense, yeah.
Yeah, I've got roasted by the Dapontes for a while. And then whenever I broke up, I ended up in like your house the week after as well for some reason. Just to get even more abuse, like.
I remember that. It was so funny.
I mean, Filippo, some people have been telling Filippo to, you know, what's it called? Make his community bigger, the podcast, like expand your community. And he decided to do the opposite and sort of stick with family kind of related things. He's just jumping from one family to the other. I think it's a slow process, not really efficient, but. I guess it's working for this podcast.
I just realized with what you said, Giacomo, I have had either crush or done something love-ish related with both of your families. I am bad, like.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
No, don't mention my family. Don't mention my family. Don't. This. We're talking about your family, Maria. So just keep it there.
No. I'm pretty interested in your family. No, what happened there? You have a little sister, don't you, Giacomo? She's pretty. She's really pretty, no? Don't you think, Filippo? Is that who we're talking about? No.
No.
Who we're talking about?
It was like his cousin, long lost cousin, in Jamaica.
Okay, I don't remember telling you this kind of information, but no, it was someone I knew, and we're just gonna stop it there.
Right. Let's leave it at that. And before the end, anyone want to give some, I don't know, a tip for anyone who has a crush and being in an embarrassed situation and really feels down, or I don't know. Let's go around and everyone gives one tip about crushes. Giacomo, love the expert. If you want to give two, you're more than welcome. You start.
Okay. Tip number one, origami, if you're doing love letters. And I'll give my other tip after you two, right?
Okay, my tip is that since like a lot of you talk through social media and like use social media a lot to communicate, you should be staying safe online. And you do that by using a VPN.
Staying safe online is an ever-growing difficulty, but NordVPN comes to your rescue. NordVPN hides your IP address, making you harder to track. This feature also allows you to be able to watch your favorite Netflix shows even if they're not available in your country. We use it all the time here to binge on American series. NordVPN is super easy to use and has fast worldwide service which allow you to connect up to 6 devices on one account. Prime Day has just passed and it was the biggest online shopping sale when we definitely spend money on protecting ourselves and our home when we're traveling and not home. But today, I'm presenting you with your own little Prime Day savings for online safety, keeping you safe in the place that we definitely spend most of our lives on. Use the discount link below to get 68% off your NordVPN membership and a month free when you use the code Filippo. F-I-L-I-P-P-O. That's my name. Yo. Thanks again, NordVPN, for sponsoring this podcast.
Mimi, your turn.
I guess from personal experience, there's a fine line between cute and psycho. You want to be able to know when to stop or what is too much, because you can act on, you know, on your feelings, on like your crushes, but I mean, you don't know how they feel as well, so you don't want to try to be too psycho. So just watch out, because you know, feelings can get hurt if you go psycho.
Yeah, we have experienced that. So I want to challenge all of you, since we challenge our listeners for this week, to reveal a crush or to do something. Has anyone want to spill some tea of your own before we close the podcast? Anyone want to spill either a name of a crush or, what is met, so that you're embarrassing yourself a little bit? I might do it as well. Who knows? If he's convinced me.
I have another embarrassing crush story. Go if ahead. Y'all want to hear it.
Yeah, yes. Go ahead.
And this one is actually really recent. And chances are this person may even listen to it. But I've had a crush for a long time. And during the summer, we went out. And it was, we were day drinking. And I drank a lot. And we were making out for the very first time. And we were at the beach. But the beaches in Ireland are kind of shit. And so it was kind of like slanted. And we were at the very top. And then like from there, it was just kind of slopey. And like it was all sand. So, and I was really drunk. And while we were making out, I lost my balance. I fell over and I went rolling down the beach. And that was only like 2 seconds into us making out. And the worst part is that was actually pretty recent. So
you see the ambulance that you just hear in the background? That's coming to rescue Nini from this crush story, because it's just horrendous. Horrendous. Giacomo, save the situation right now, please.
That alarm was on purpose, because throughout the whole story, I was like, no, this does not just happen. this did not just happen. And then I was like, oh, no, please, no. But yeah, that seems like a crazy story that I don't even know what to say. Oh, my gosh.
Guys, check out the merch that new launched just today. It's Monday shirt. I'm just pointing at my t-shirt, which is not even what it is, but check out the new merch at daylifeacademyshop.com. Last orders before Christmas must be in by the 25th of November, or we cannot guarantee you that you would get it by Christmas. It's an excellent Christmas gift on a budget because they're absolutely super comfy and like quite fashionable. I'm trying to make them always more fashionable than so they don't look like merch, they look like everyday clothing, you know? So guys, check the merch out, and I guess I have done my part in embarrassing myself even more. Hope all of my friends that I've just told stories about will stick to be my friends. I'm not going to reveal my current crush because I don't want to embarrass myself too much, and I'm currently really close friends with her. So yeah, happy days. Giacomo, you're signaling me to say something? No?
Yes, my last tip just before we end it. Be yourself. Oh.
Yes.
There's no funny spin on that, just two words.
And with that in mind, guys, good Monday morning to all of you. I hope this started your day on a good mood. And if you're on like a Friday night, maybe a bit depressing to listen about your crush and not working out. But okay, it's okay. Go drown your sorrow in coffee. Because I cannot engage you to like drink. So guys, before I end up being demonetized, see you all next week.